We have the incredible privilege this Shabbos read Parshas Chukas. The Parsha begins with the exceptionally enigmatic mitzvah of Paraduma. Torah tells us that if a person becomes tummy, a person contracts ritual impurity through contact with a corpse. So one has to become Torah, one has to become ritually pure. And the process to do that, the Torah Kedosha tells us, is through the Paraduma. One takes this red heifer. And again, the Gemara is filled with details in terms of the qualifications, or what qualifies, what disqualifies a par, and all of the intricacies, ultimately, again, of the actual process. Of course, most notably, the most enigmatic part of the Paraduma process is the idea that the individual who is Tamei becomes Tahor, yet other individuals who are involved in the process themselves become Tameim, become ritually impure. And as such, the Torah labels Paraduma Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the Chok, a Chok representing a mitzvah, which obviously has a reason. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us has a reason. Some things have a reason, which we understand, and other things are a little bit beyond our human comprehension. So that's the Para Aduma. But of course, what is exceptionally unique about the Para is the idea that it is not done inside the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. Instead, the Torah says, "Unesatem." This is in Perek Yutes Pasuk Gimel. "Unesatem osa el azer hakohen votzi osa el michutz lamachane v'shachat osa lefanav." Para Aduma is done, is I won't say offered, but the procedure is done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Interestingly enough, we had this in Daf Yomi this week, that the Gemara actually explains Paraduma is not a karbon. Paraduma is not a sacrifice. Paraduma is not kodshim, but rather the Gemara calls Paraduma bedek habayis. Literally what we call something that's vested with financial sanctity, belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. The raya, the proof that it is not a karbon, that it is not a sacrifice, is that it is done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. There is no such thing as a sacrifice that is performed outside of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, there are serious prohibitions associated with offering karbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Instead, paraduma is done michutz lamachane, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, we know the paraduma was done on Har HaZeisim, on the mountain opposite the Har HaBayis, opposite the Temple Mount. You could even go today to see the very spot upon which the Paraduma was done. We know where it was done because according to the Mishnayos, one had to be able to see directly inside to the Beis HaMikdash when shechting the Paraduma on the opposite mountain. You can go there today on Har HaZeisim. Currently it's a monastery. You could stand in that very spot where the Paraduma was done and look right down onto Har HaBayis. But the shaila, the question is, why is it that the para was done michutz lamachane? Why is it that the para was done outside of the Beis HaMikdash? What is the symbolism? It could have easily have been done inside the Beis HaMikdash as well. Why dafka was it done ultimately again outside of the Beis HaMikdash? And Rabbi Nachman of Breslov offers an incredible and beautiful insight. The Rebbe says, and I want to quote to you, he brings down this concept in Likutei Halachos, in Choshen Mishpat. So the Rebbe says as follows, Para, kol ma'aseha b'chutz. The Paraduma, as we know, every part of it is done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Shezeh b'chinas, ma'asha tzadik mispata l'pame min ha-Torah, v'yotzei mi'beis kidushasa. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says the paraduma being outside, done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, is an incredible metaphor for sometimes the process or the journey of the tzaddik. Because sometimes the tzaddik has to stop his learning, mispatal pam min haTorah. Now, we have to listen to the end of the sentence, v'yotzei mi'beis kidushaso, and he leaves the Beis Medrash, or he leaves his ivory tower of spirituality, or his cocoon of holiness, v'yotzei mi'beis kidushaso, omedaber im ha'olam iskei chol, and he goes out to the world, and he connects with people, ultimately, and then speaks to them about mundane things. Ubazed daiko hu mekarim l'Hashem Yisbarach. And that is sometimes dafka how he brings them back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kol ha-karbonos, because when it comes to all of the sacrifices, ma'aseh and bifnim, they're done inside the Beis HaMikdash. Besoch Beis HaMikdash, shisham miskalos ha-kidusha, because inside the Beis HaMikdash is ultimately, again, where true revelation of holiness occurs. Aval para, the Paraduma, and again, the Paraduma, which in and of itself is a vehicle which creates Kiddusha, Ma'aseh Bachutz, is done outside. What does it mean outside? Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the environs of holiness, outside of the cocoon, outside of the ivory tower, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Ki haTorah hu bechinas bayis. Bechinas bayis debreishis. Bechinas rosh bayis. Ushege betelin min haTorah zeh bechinas shiyosin l'chutz. Ultimately, again, the Torah is like a home. The Torah is a structure. And when you go and when you stop learning, so that's considered to be going outside of the home. Aval haTzadik haEmes afilu. Let's talk about this outside for just a moment. What Rabbi Nachman is highlighting is something dramatically amazing. The Rebbe says, our goal is not just to develop ourselves spiritually, but our goal is to help the other develop spiritually as well. And the job of the tzaddik is not just to become, not just to achieve a level of personal piety, but to somehow lift up those around him as well. And the Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. Sometimes you're not going to be mashpia, you're not going to be able to influence the world if you just stay within the four walls of the Beis HaMikdash. If you just stay within the four walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes you're not going to be able to influence the world if you stay cocooned within the ivory tower of personal piety, holiness, and spirituality. Sometimes you have to go out in order to influence. Sometimes you have to go out in order to connect. And sometimes when you go out and you connect with Amcho, other members of Am Yisrael, you're not going to be able to connect with them over a Vart or a Dvar Torah. Sometimes it's going to be through Iskecho. Sometimes it's just going to be through a mundane conversation. Sometimes it's going to be through small talk. Sometimes it's going to be through current events. Sometimes it's going to be through things. Well, maybe not current events today. That might not be a good way to connect with anyone in today's society. But it's going to be with things that are not necessarily Devarim Shebekdusha, not necessarily holy things. But the goal is connection. What the Rebbe is teaching us is something incredibly amazing. That each of us has an obligation to influence Klal Yisrael. But you can't wait for Klal Yisrael to come to you. You have to go to Klal Yisrael. Amcha, our brothers and sisters of Klal Yisrael, do not show up at the doorstep of the Beis Medrash, waiting to be invited in for a chavrusa to learn a little bit. But I have to go out and I have to engage. I have to go out and I have to connect. I have to go out and I have to forge relationships. And yes, going out to the Beis Medrash and going out to the ivory tower of spirituality and going out of the cocoon and going out to the Beis HaMikdash and going out of the bayis, nobody wants to do that. Who doesn't love living within the cocoon of holiness and spirituality? But sometimes in order to make a roshim, sometimes in order to make a difference, you have to go out. You have to go out. The Rebbe says, that's the deeper meaning of para aduma. Sometimes kiddusha has to be created outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes you can't rely on those who are tameim, those who are not necessarily on the status of tahar, those who are not necessarily spiritually pure, or those who are perhaps a bit spiritually deficient. You can't rely on them to come to you, but rather, again, you have to go out to them. You have to influence the world. You have to take your para aduma and go outside of the harabais, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because there are so many whom we could influence. There are so many whom we could impact. Each of us has the ability to make such a dramatic difference in this world. But if you wait for people, our brothers and sisters, to come to the Beis HaMikdash, we spend a lifetime waiting. Sometimes you have to take your holiness and you have to take it out. And yes, I have to take my holiness outside of the Beis HaMikdash and I have to impact. I have to make a difference. But I think Rabbi Nachman is also teaching us something dramatically amazing, which is in the process of Parah Aduma, as I mentioned before, perhaps the most enigmatic aspect is that the Kohen who goes ahead and sprinkles the water becomes Tameh, yet the individual upon whom he sprinkles becomes Tahar. The person who becomes the vehicle of another person's elevation and purification himself is left with some of the residual impurity. Teaching us what? That sometimes when you go out to impact the world, you lose a little bit of personal traction. There's no question. If I were to just stay in the Beis Medrash, if I were to just stay in the Beis HaMikdash, if I were to just stay in my personal ivory tower of spirituality, there is no question that I could accomplish so much more on a personal level. I can know more Torah, I can be more proficient and more mesechtes, I can become more well-rounded on different areas of halacha. Sometimes by going out and influencing the world and being there for others, my personal spirituality may take a little bit of a hit. That is the collateral cost of being there for your brothers and sisters. But says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, that is a cost. That is a cost worth incurring. That is a hit worth taking. That is a little bit of a setback. That is an absolute necessity in our growth. Sometimes, in an effort to spread more Tara in the world, you go ahead and you incur a bit of impurity yourself. Sometimes, in an effort to lift the other one up, ultimately, again, we go ahead and we suffer a little bit of a setback. But I want to be clear. The Rebbe over here, it sounds like he's talking like a little bit about Kirov, you know, a little bit about bringing Jews closer, and that is absolutely true. But I just want to point out that this is true even in a non-Kirov situation. Sometimes we're faced with the question of kind of allocating our resources inward, build myself up, or help the other. Recognizing that if I help the other, and helping take in is a variety of different ways. It could be with my money, with my time, with my resources, with my kohos, my abilities. But the reality is that if I help someone else, there's less for me. I don't mean that in a miserly way. But sometimes if I help someone else, just by definition, I won't be as great as I could be. I won't be as holy as I could be. And that is a tension that many of us face. It's a tension in the realm of tzedakah. If I give more money to tzedakah, it's less for me. If it's my time, if I go out and I get involved in chesed, I go out and I give my time to my shul, to my or to the organizations, to my kila, to my community, to mankind, there's less time for me, for my kids, for my family, for my children. If I have abilities, those abilities, again, I could plow into Klal Yisrael, or I could potentially utilize them for my own self-advancement. There's always this tension. On one hand, I want to help, but on the other hand, if I help, there comes a collateral cost to myself. That's the tension each of us live with every single day. Rabbi Nachman comes along and says, that's the mussar of Parah Aduma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the mitzvah of Parah Aduma because what does he tell us? He tells us that sometimes I want you to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes I want you to leave the Beis Medrash. Sometimes I want you to put your personal growth on the side, in order that you could go out and help and impact and make a dramatic difference. That's the message of Parah Aduma, says the Rebbe. Sometimes I want you to be able to go ahead and set aside your own needs in order to be there for the other. The Parah Aduma is dafka done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that he does not want us cocooned in our own ivory tower of spiritual advancement of growth. He wants us to go out to our people. He wants us to go out and to make a difference. Whether it's for those who are tameim, ritually impure, to help bring a little bit of Torah into their lives. Whether it's for those who are struggling in an effort to go ahead and just ameliorate their difficulties just a little bit to the best of our abilities. And yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know that you'll be a bigger Talmud Chacham if you just devote yourself to yourself. I know that ultimately, again, you could be a better person if you stay within your Beis HaMikdash, you stay within your Beis Medrash. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's not what I want. I'd rather you be a little less of a Talmud Chacham. I'd rather you be a little less holy and go out and help your brothers and sisters. Go out and do your Parah Aduma than to remain cloistered in your Beis HaMikdash and never impact the world around you. Now, my dear friends, the secret really is that it's not an either or. All of us know that at the end of the day, whatever you give to your Jewish brothers and sisters comes back tenfold. Whatever you lay out, ultimately again, in the advancement or the uplifting of another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never lets me suffer a setback as a result of that. But I will say that is the message of Parah Aduma. Sometimes you have to leave your Beis HaMikdash in order to make a difference in the world around you. Our job is never to live for ourselves, but our job is always to figure out what we need to do in order to be able to help those around us. And even though, in the effort to make the world a bit more tahor, I might find myself immersed in a bit of tumah, I might find myself suffering certain personal setbacks, growth setbacks, spiritual setbacks as a result of my involvement with those around me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's okay. It's okay. Be careful. Be vigilant. You may suffer a little bit of traction in your trajectory of personal growth, But ultimately, again, you will make it up through that which you give to the other. This is Parah Aduma. Halavai, we should be zochei mi'aretz Hashem, that the day should come where we should be able to actually offer up the Parah Aduma. But even until that time when we have the ability to offer the actual sacrifice, or I should say not sacrifice, to do the actual avodah, to the actual service of Parah Aduma, we should be zochei to internalize the message. We should be zochei to grow as individuals, spend as much time in our base hamikdash, in our base medrash, in our ivory tower of spirituality as we can to grow and to become strong people. But to recognize that there's a point in time where we have to go out, influence and uplift the world around us. And although when we do that, we may lose out a little bit in the trajectory of our personal growth, just know that whatever you give to the other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always reward you with that same Tara. May we be zochei mi'aretz Hashem to impact those around us, to impact the world around us, to infuse just a bit more Tara in a world that sometimes seems to be beset by so much tumah. May we be zochei to infuse Tara into the lives of those around us, and may we be zochei mi'aretz Hashem to lead lives of beautiful holiness, beautiful purity, and beautiful dveikus connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Am Yisrael. Wishing everyone a beautiful and wonderful Shabbos.